News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Welcome back in on a Wednesday. It is Fond du Lac today with you here this morning, and it's Health and Wellness Wednesday. Each Wednesday, we take at least one of our segments to highlight some different health and wellness topics from around our community, around the state, across the nation as well. And today, we're going to continue our conversations with our friends at CSI of Fond du Lac County, and we're going to talk to Caitlin Keneally. She is the owner of Keneally Counseling here. In Fond du Lac. We're going to talk a little bit about herself and about her counseling practice and talk about some mental health care FAQs that the folks at CSI and Caitlin herself want to talk about here this morning. So we'll welcome her in on the program here on this Wednesday edition of the show. Caitlin, thanks for joining us. How are you today?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks so much for taking some time to chat. We'll talk about some of those FAQs in just a moment here. But tell us about yourself and tell us about Keneally Counseling. How many years have you been in
sure.
business, I guess?
Well, I just launched during the pandemic, right? Because it's totally normal to start your practice during the pandemic, but very needed, and it has gone very well so far. I am from the Fond du Lac area. I did my undergrad at UW-Stevens Point, history major, women's studies minor. I have my first master's degree in gender and women's studies from Mankato. And then my second one is from Lakeland University, and that's in community and mental health counseling. So as far as my own practice, about a year it has been of my own. But I also work a couple days a week in Oshkosh at a different practice. And then I also contract with the Fondy Cares program in Fond du Lac and provide services in the high school for students. Been involved with it since the inception, which was like last year. And last year I was in a lot of the middle schools, but then one of my favorite populations is working with teenagers. So kind of asked if we could be in the high school this year, or they had gone that route. And so, yeah, it's really a nice way to kind of break down barriers for families, because we are right there in the school. So instead of them having to miss, you know, work to take people to appointments or their child to appointments, you know, we're right there. So I love the program, and I'm really happy to be a part of it.
What made you want to get into counseling, get into this line of work for a living?
Originally, when I went to college, I wanted to be an actress. And so that obviously did not pan out. but after I graduated with my first master's degree, I worked as an academic advisor in the Twin Cities. And I just felt like everything I was doing was counseling, getting to the root of the problem, right? Is it really about the class you want to drop, or is something going on at home? And then I just thought to myself, like, maybe I should pursue another master's degree in counseling. And then now that I did that, it just feels right, and it feels like I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. If you would have asked me when I started college, like, if this is what I was going to do, I would have said no. But I really feel like every experience kind of built on one another, and that now I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
You said you launched your own practice in the middle of COVID, which, you know, like you said, it's just exactly what everybody planned. Of course, we all had a global health crisis on our calendar in March of last year. Explain kind of what led up to you starting your own practice, and what were some of the challenges that you had to go through in the last year?
I wasn't going to do it right when I did it. I was actually going to wait until this year, because my objective getting into this has always been to have my own practice. Like, that has just been the objective. But I thought, you know, since everything is moving online, more people need services, I kind of just took a gamble, and I just thought, well, you know what, Caitlin, you might as well not wait. And so I didn't wait. So I originally started via telehealth and then opened the doors for my office, I want to say, in August or September. And things have been going well since then.
That's good. Have you seen a lot of clients over the last year or so?
Yeah, it's actually picking up again. I would say it was a little slow, obviously, with the telehealth in the beginning. But then once I opened the doors, I mean, I have been booked since. Is what I would say. I'm actually looking to potentially expand the office space a little bit, so that's exciting. But yes, there's a lot of patients, a lot of people that have a lot of needs right now.
What specifically does your counseling practice specialize in? You mentioned you like working with teenagers. Is it primarily teenagers? Is it all ages, all genders? What would you say to that?
I work with it's ages 4 and up. So it is very diverse, I would say. And with that, you know, a lot of anxiety, depression, PTSD, those would be common things that I would say that I work with on a daily basis. I use a lot of cognitive behavioral therapy, dialectical behavioral therapy, and I'm also EMDR trained. So that comes in handy as well.
And you mentioned with COVID, you're still a fairly new practice, but you started as telehealth and you're kind of expanding out. You're still kind of working through the first year of it, obviously, just beyond a year anniversary. But how have things gone over the last year? We kind of talked about that before, but how have things kind of changed in the last few months, kind of getting back to a half normal, half COVID kind of lifestyle here?
Sure. Well, I've actually been in person. So I work 2 days a week in Oshkosh as well. Mm. I've been seeing people in person since May. But as far as the protocols, the waiting room is closed, obviously. Cleaning in between every single session. A cleaner comes in once a week, and then wearing masks during session. So, you know, been very diligent and safe with those protocols. But that's kind of how we've gone about it.
We're talking with Caitlin Keneally. She is the owner of Keneally Counseling, a part of our Health and Wellness Wednesday segments. Caitlin, and CSI wants to highlight some different mental health FAQs, and I want to get your take on some of these frequently asked questions that I'm sure yourself and all the other mental health providers in our area have probably heard about. And the one question that was a sample question that was sent along, and I think it would be interesting to hear your perspective on, is how to determine if counseling is needed and when to seek treatment. What would you say to that? Obviously, there's, you know, a lot of different ways you could look at this, a lot of different ways you could respond to this. Some people might think they need treatment and maybe they don't. Some people think they don't, maybe they do. What would you say to that question? What are some key things to know when it comes to that point?
Well, I guess one piece of that is, I guess I'm a little biased, and I should say that I think everybody should go to counseling, or they should have somebody in their life that can help them through any situation. I think, you know, it's important that we start breaking that stigma of waiting until something bad happens and then going to see a counselor, right? So part of the, you know, being in the school districts too, I'm hoping that we can kind of start breaking that stigma as well and normalizing going to a therapist just the way you go to a doctor for a checkup. But I would say that, you know, we all just lived through or are living in a pandemic, right, which is considered a collective trauma. So it is affecting people in many different ways. And I would say on the most basic level, you know, even just meeting with somebody once or twice, right, just to kind of talk and see what that evolution could look like, if they need it or not, would just be a good place to start. So a lot of people are having high levels of anxiety, depression, lacking motivation, you know, all these different things. And now even with re-entering into the world, you know, different symptoms are kind of coming up. So I would say if something feels out of the ordinary, it wouldn't be bad just to kind of get it checked out, right? Kind of the way you would if you had a rash on your knee, if you're experiencing, you know, symptoms that, you know, you're not able to handle.
You talk about the stigma of, you know, mental health and, you know, I don't really want to seek treatment. I'll be seen as weak. People think something's wrong with me if I go seek help for this. But like you equated it to, if something's wrong with you, say, you know, you broke your arm, you'd go see a doctor. Why wouldn't you check on your, you know, your mental well-being too, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think we need to start looking at it that way too. And so the more normalized we can make this, the better we can break that stigma. Because absolutely, I just tell people, like, I'm an unbiased viewpoint in, you know, trying to help you, right, with whatever your needs are. It could be, you know, grief. It could be the loss of a relationship. It could be high levels of anxiety. It could be depressed moods. It could be trauma. You know, there's just so many things. So we might as well start asking about it now instead of waiting until it's too late and then going.
What would you say to someone who's having trouble, you know, talking with a loved one about getting treatment? Obviously, I'm sure you would, and I'm sure we'd love to just be able to say, hey, I think, you know, you really should go get some help, you know, talk to someone, talk to a specialist or a counselor about this. But we know it's not that easy because of that stigma, right? You know, and it's not just like, hey, go to a counselor. Okay, sounds good. It's not usually how it works. How would you respond to someone who's having trouble maybe talking to a loved one, a friend, a family member about seeking treatment, seeking counseling?
Good question. I think a lot of it starts with just being empathetic and starting with, hey, I noticed this. or a lot of people that I work with will ask me similar questions. And what I tell them is, well, you're in counseling, so normalize the counseling situation. Hey, I talked to this therapist, or, you know, start that way and not look at it as something is wrong with you, but how can we kind of help heal whatever's going on, and not looking at it like you need help, right? Well, have you thought about this, right? A lot of people are negatively coping right now, right? And, well, you know, it appears that, you know, this symptom has accelerated, right? Maybe they're drinking more now. I don't know. I'm just trying to make something up. Mm-hmm. But focusing on the behaviors that you've noticed, coming from an empathetic standpoint. And I also think doing the research, because not all therapists are the same. So I think it's really important, because all the research shows if you connect with your therapist, you're going to have better outcomes. So you should be searching for one that will fit your needs.
Caitlin, I'll give you the opportunity to tell us where your counseling practice is located. How can people get in touch or find out more information?
Absolutely. So I have the website, which is Keneally Counseling. I'm located at 131 South Main Street in Fond du Lac. I would just say all you have to do to get in contact with me is probably just type my name into a Google search, because I'm on like Psychology Today, Good Therapy, all these other ways that people can kind of connect to me. So probably just put in Caitlin Keneally and you're going to be able to get a hold of me.
There you go. Sounds good. Caitlin, thanks for the time. We appreciate it.
Yep.